Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Walking in right now, probably one of the most recognizable figures in all of San Diego. All right, hold on. Do we remember our secret? It was
remember the handshake?
It was one, bump, two, bump, 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 down. Up. Okay. One, two, bump, bump, down, up, poop. Yeah.
There we go.
You
did it. We got to get that one more time on video before he leaves.
I had to review the tape last year we got to interview Fernando Tatis Jr. in the dugout at Petco Park, and he on the spot invented, thanks to your suggestion, a secret handshake. So I had to go review the tape to make sure I could get it right. He remembered like 2 seconds. I needed like 8 hours to practice yesterday to be able to do it. Fernando, great to see you. Thanks again for joining us here on Ben and Woods.
Thank you for having me, guys.
How is this? I asked Chris Paddock this last hour. How's this spring training different for you from last year?
You know, last year I came in trying to make the team, you know, trying to breaking spring with the club and just stuff like that. But this year we're just preparing ourselves, you know, trying to get better in every single area, just slowing, growing up, pushing up to have a successfully and healthy season.
Yesterday, first game for you, for Manny. Pretty fun watching him go deep, and then you got an extra base hit. How long does it take for you to start feeling comfortable as spring gets kind of going along?
It's a couple weeks, I'll say, you know, a couple more games. You know, this game isn't easy at all, but, you know, obviously our talent sometimes stand up. But, just a couple, I'll say 1 or 2 weeks, and we'll be ready to go.
You say it isn't easy. You've kind of made it look a little easier than most people do. Do you recognize that, though, that success doesn't come as early and as quickly as for most guys as it came for you last season? Any idea what you did and how you're going to try to repeat and build on that this year?
Yes, working, you know, and trying to pushing. And people say the second year always a tough one for players, but like I've been saying earlier, if the league is going to make a judgment on me, I'm going to make a judgment on them. So as simple as that.
Well, you looked pretty good yesterday. Was it your second at bat? You rolled over your first at bat, and then your second at bat, you hit that absolute missile to right center field. Your approach, is that your approach, right center? There's hits over there. That's what they always say. There's hits over there.
There's a lot of hits over there. Yeah, that's my approach. That's where sometimes I'm trying to stay at the home plate and just trying to lock it in right there.
How about off the field, your experience? Certainly you became a sensation, obviously, in your rookie season in San Diego. You know, fans would, I'm sure, start to recognize you. You're a pretty easily recognizable guy. What was that like for you, and how have you handled kind of sudden fame in baseball?
You know, in San Diego, it was pretty fun. You know, I would go to a restaurant, people immediately recognize me. But it was nice and simple, you know. People just trying to say hi, trying to take a picture, and yeah, why not? And just as simple as that, and just trying to have a great time, and just moving around. And I like it. I like it a lot.
So you've had a few days here with your new skipper, Jace Tingler, and we've got a chance to sit down and talk to Jace as well. We really like him. Seems to be a pretty intense guy. Watched your infield yesterday, very quick. Had you guys move, and everybody was sweating, hands on the knees when it was over. What's been the difference in this camp versus like last year?
You know, there's a lot of communication. There's a lot of intention. Everybody's ready. Everybody's ready to win. And I feel like that's an important thing. I feel like everybody's on the same page. Last year was more, we're still building, rebuilding. We're still trying to bring the pieces. I was going to come up first, Manny first year. You know, this year is everything is real. You know, we have the plan, we have the mindset, and we just know what we're going for.
Talking to Fernando Tatis Jr. here on Ben and Woods. Tommy Pham, one of the new additions to the team. I heard him speaking about you, one of the reasons he was excited coming to San Diego after the trade. What have been your first impressions of being a teammate now of Tommy Pham?
You know, he's a really nice guy. You know, and he's a really hard worker. You can see it from far, far away. You know how dedicated he is with his stuff, how hard worker he is with his stuff. And he's just going to work until, you know, he's success. And that's a great piece for us. You know, a player that gets on base, a player that, you know, has put numbers to be an all-star. But it's just, I feel like it's a great addition to us, and it's going to be key for us.
Do you see yourself as a leadoff hitter for this year and beyond? Do you want to hit first? Do you like hitting first? Would you rather be hitting second, third? What if you could make the lineup every day, where would you be hitting? I'll get you in trouble.
That's a great question, but, you know, I'm just going to be ready to be you know, available for that wherever they need me.
Sure.
You know, I feel I can do whatever job they ask me for, so I'm just going to be ready for everything.
Do you like hitting first?
Yeah, why not?
Start a game.
Some people don't.
1-0.
Yeah.
that happened a few times last season.
Yeah,
definitely happened a few times. It's a great way to start a game,
it
isn't
really,
it?
It really, really is. It really, really is.
Double play combination. I don't know who's going to be necessarily at second base this year. It's Jace Tingler has said, it's pretty open competition. You've got some veterans, got some younger guys in camp. What's it been like working with some of the many different guys who are at second right now for the Padres?
You know, it's pretty fun. We're seeing a great competition. We're seeing a great talent on second base, especially with the addition of Dozier right now. And it's going to be great. You know, as soon as I feel like everybody's on the same pace just to helping the team, that's everybody's mindset. And hopefully we can keep it that way and we just find the perfect combination to make a success and to have a great year.
Well, we were watching the game yesterday. We're talking to Fernando Tatis Jr. here on Ben and Woods this morning. Watching yesterday, you and Manny back up to your old tricks. Manny just kind of giving it to you out in the field. Manny hits a home run. In his first at bat, what did he say after he got his?
He said, "As nice and simple as that, guys." You know?
I love it.
But you know, just we were all happy. Everybody came back in a good shape, and it seems like it's going to be a really good year.
How do you last year for Manny in comparison to what everybody thinks, including Manny this season? I think everybody's expecting a totally different player. He looks a lot more relaxed. He looks in great shape. Obviously, that first swing yesterday hit the ball really hard and really, really far. I'm sure you guys are expecting big things out of him as well.
You know, he's in great shape, and everybody's talking about last year. You know, last year it was not a good year for him, but it's a great year for any player.
100%.
That's how.
If that's a down year, I'll take that any day. Any day. Yeah.
That's how you see how talented he is. But yeah. You know, he's in great shape. He's working really hard. Like I mentioned earlier, last year it was coming in. Brand new guy this year. Everybody, he's coming in, knowing where we're at, knowing what we're doing, and knowing what we're going for.
I know you guys are getting an early start today, so you got to get to work. But I do want to ask you one business item question before we go. A lot of Padres fans have said, can we lock Fernando Tatis Jr. up long-term already? Don't want to worry about it. I know that's so many years off, but is that something that has all been on your radar in the offseason now that the season started? Could it be something that's revisited at all? What's kind of the status there? Has anyone come up to you from the Padres side and to your agent and talked about it?
You know, my agent, we'll talk about it if, you know, the Padres come with something. But, you know, there's nothing I've been out there yet, but I would love to stay in San Diego for as long as possible.
Good answer.
We would love
good
to
answer,
have you here
because
we'd
all
have
that
possible.
Too, for sure. Well, Fernando, it is a pleasure to see you again. Looking forward to another exciting season of Padres baseball and Padres fans having fun with you out there. Thank you so much. Fernando Tatis Jr., wow, that is fantastic.
Awesome. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.